Hello everyone, Hans Christian Vittinghus here, and welcome back to A Year on Tour with Vittinghus. I haven't updated you guys for about 2 weeks now on this podcast. I did the last one in the end of January, so I thought it was about time to make a new episode, and obviously I had to do it today, as today I'm in Arras in France for the European Men's Team Championship, so I'm back on tour, and since it is a year and 2 of the video you're listening to, it would be appropriate for me to start podcasting again today. So here I am. I'll update you on everything that's been going on for the past 2 weeks, both with training and tournaments. I do promise you guys it won't be too long of a podcast, even though it's quite a bit of time to update you guys on. But I'll stay within the 15-minute limit that I've set myself for this podcast in these one-man episodes. Right, let's get to it. In the last episode I did, I told you guys about my back pain that I sustained in Indonesia Masters in the end of January. It was keeping me away from training the way I wanted to when I got back home in Denmark. But I had some really good treatment, and we made a good plan, me and my physio, on how to deal with it. And just I think it was the day after I did the last podcast episode, I started training again on court, and I haven't felt any back pain since I did that last podcast. So I don't really think about the back pain anymore. I don't think about being careful with my back. I just train and play in the normal way that I did before feeling any kind of back pain. So I'm happy with that, and yeah, just enjoying to be able to train hard and play hard again. Unfortunately though, I did sustain a new but although a quite minor injury at the Nationals last week. We played the Danish National Championships in Aarhus from Wednesday to Saturday last week. A really, really good week for me. A really a fun week. I had brought my my son and my mom there, as I also told you guys earlier. We had rented an apartment through Airbnb and stayed there, and then I had my mom and Vincent with me in the hall every day, so they could watch me play and I could have a bit of fun with Vincent and yeah, of course also my mom. But my mom, it was really, really nice to be able to bring Vincent to the arena, and he can see everything that I'm doing. And although he's only 2 years old and he doesn't really understand badminton, he was just having a lot of fun, and he was trying to charm everyone around him with his great mood. And there's just no better feeling after a match, especially after a lost match, to be greeted by my son just running towards me and giving me a huge hug, and he doesn't care at all if I win or lose my match. So that was a really cool experience for me, and I'm so happy I brought both of them there. I hope to do the same again next year, actually, and to be honest, I hope to bring them to a few events around the world as well. But yeah, it's also a bit of a logistic battle to make it all work. So yeah, we'll see when the next time is going to be that I can bring them for a tournament. In regards to the tournament, I played pretty well, I think. I had a very solid win in the quarterfinals against Kim Bong, where I think I played a very solid game. I didn't make a lot of mistakes, and I played at a high pace. I then had to play a young guy, 18 years old, Magnus Johannesson, in the semifinals. That was very surprising. He had a tremendous win in the quarterfinals against Anders Antonsen. And Magnus, as I said, is only 18 years old, and he actually only turned 18 a few days before that match. So it's really, really impressive for someone who's still a junior player to beat Anders, who's obviously one of the best players in the world. So I wasn't expecting to play Magnus in the semifinal, and honestly, I didn't really know exactly what to expect. I haven't been watching Magnus play a lot. Obviously I know who he is, because he is considered one of the major talents here in Denmark,
But I did watch the entire match against Anders on video before I had to play Magnus, just to get a good idea of what kind of game he was gonna bring. But even though I did that, I was I wouldn't say taken by surprise, but I needed to get used to his game when I played him. His disguises, especially on the front of the court, are really, really nice. He also has some good strokes from the back of the court, but I really think that it's his game on the front of the court that's something special. His shot quality is just amazing, and the number of mistakes that he did in both the match against me and also in the match against Anders was just highly impressive for such a young guy. So he really gave me a tough fight. I won the first game 21-18 after being down most of the game, actually. Then he did the opposite to me in the second game, stole it a little bit as I was 18-14 up, but I let go a bit in the end of the set, and he fought so hard and just kept going, never gave me anything. So he won it 21-19. And in the third and final game, I won 21-10 after a tight and even start at around, I think it was 4-all or 5-all. I upped the pace quite a bit, and I cut out the mistakes that I had been making a few too many of in the first two games. And yeah, then it made it quite difficult for him to keep up the pace, and he also looked like he was getting a little bit tired, as he had also been playing a few more matches than me in the tournament. So yeah, for me it was a good, fine victory. I didn't play my very best, but I fought well. I worked pretty hard with my own mental condition trying just to stay calm and keep my focus on what I needed to do in terms of how to play, and not focus so much on the score and the result and everything. Obviously, there was a bit of pressure on me, but I think I handled it. I handled it at a decent level, and I'm happy I pulled through. And also, I'm quite impressed with this guy Magnus. I promise you guys that you will need to look out for him in the future. You will see much more of him. Anyway, I made it to the final. I had to play Victor Axelsen. He had looked extremely solid in the tournament up until the final. I also knew from training that he is playing at an insanely high level at the moment. So obviously I went into the final knowing that I would need to play some of my best badminton to stand any kind of chance of beating him. I think I did in some periods of the match in the final play some great badminton, but I wasn't consistent enough, and he was really consistent. Like, he only had a small period in the start of the first game where he was he looked a little bit insecure, but apart from those first 5-10 rallies, he just played at a really, really high level, and he was by far the better player, and he became a deserved national champion. So I lost my fourth national final. I haven't won the nationals in my career, but I made the final four times. And to be honest with you guys, I'm actually really, really proud to have made another final, especially at my age. There's so many guys who's trying hard to reach that state of the tournament, and I think to be able to do that at my age is an impressive feat, and I'm happy with that. Obviously, I would love to win the championship someday, but it's not something that keeps me up at night that I haven't won this title. On the contrary, I'm actually just very proud with my achievements at the nationals, not only this time but throughout my career. In the end of the final, unfortunately, I had to pull out, actually, at the, I think it was 17-9 or 18-9, maybe, in the second game. I felt a small, a sharp pain in my right thigh, and we played on Saturday, and since I knew on Monday, which is today where I'm recording this episode, we had to go to the European Team Championships, I was not gonna risk anything. It's really important for me to be part of the team this week, and I've felt this sharp pain in my thigh before, where it feels like some kind of pulled muscle, and I know that can take a bit of time, so I didn't want to make it worse in any way.
So yeah, after trying to get like a bandage on it and just play one more rally, I could quickly feel that yeah, it made no sense to keep on playing. I would only make things worse. And as I said, I was already losing to Victor. He was the better player, so it was the wise decision to pull out, even though it's never, and I really mean that, never nice to withdraw from a match, and it just has a bad look. But in the situation, I think it was the sensible thing to do. But obviously, yeah, it's just frustrating being there on court and just wanting to give your best and fight till the end, and then not being able to. But yeah, what can you do? Injuries is part of the game, and I think I made a wise decision this time to pull out at the end. So now fast forwarding to today, I'm now, as I said in the start of the podcast, in Arras in France, where we are staying. We are playing in a city called Livin or Livin. I'm not sure how to pronounce it in France. The European Men's Team Championships. We will start playing tomorrow, Tuesday. The first match against Wales. We are all quite excited to play this event. It's obviously an event that we have won, I think, every single time it's been played. So we've never lost with the Danish men's team. And we definitely don't plan to do it first time this time. I think we also have the team that's by far the strongest on paper. So obviously our goal this week is to win the gold. And that's what we're going 100% for. But it's also a week where we will focus a little bit on our training. Because we have bigger goals ahead, like the German Open, All England, Malaysia Open is coming up, Thomas Cup later this year. So this is not our highest priority, but we are excited to be here. It's always a pleasure to, or an honor, I would say, to represent your country in a tournament like this. I'll go a bit more into the matches in a later podcast. I will do quite a few this week. So I'll just leave it at that with the European Team Championships, and then move on to a listener question, because I once again asked for listener questions on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, please do, so you know when to ask questions for this podcast. Anyway, the question is from Mathieu HCK. He's asking in relation to these European Team Championships. Do you think any team can beat Denmark this week? And if not, which Europe All-Star team could beat Denmark, potentially? And of course, a team can beat Denmark. It is sports, so anything can happen. But I'm really struggling to see that it will happen this week. That's not me trying to sound arrogant, but I think on paper we really do have an insanely strong team. And a team that's quite a bit stronger than all the other men's teams here this week. We are very confident of winning, and as I said before, we've always won this event. We have lots of guys on this team that's tried it before. I guarantee you though, we won't underestimate any opponents, because we know we're not just gonna be given the wins. We need to earn them. So we will work hard to win, and I think we will. And as I said, it's our goal, and we will do everything we can to achieve that and keep the other teams behind us. If I was to make a Europe All-Star team that could beat Denmark, it's difficult to find European players where you can make a lineup where this All-Star team would be the favorites against Denmark. But I think if you had Langridge Ellis, Sosunov, Ivanov in the doubles, and you had Mark Kallio, Brees Levides, and Toby Penty in the singles, you would have the best chance of beating Denmark. It's still not a lineup where I wouldn't say Denmark is a favorite, but it's a lineup where I see the best chance for a All-Star team to win. If just three of these five guys are doubles or singles can play at their very best, because it's all five of them are players or
double pairs that can play at a really, really high world-class level if they really hit it on all cylinders. So that would be my team if I needed to set up a team that would have some kind of chance to beat Denmark. Language Ellis, Sosunov, Ivanov, and then Mark Kallio, Brice Leverdes, and Toby Pinty in the singles. And right, guys, now I can see that I've surpassed the 15-minute mark, so I'll stop here. As I said, I'll do a few more podcasts this week, quite a few actually, so I'll talk a lot more about the European Team Championships as this week progresses. So please hit me up with questions on Instagram if you want to, or leave a comment here on the Podbean app. Also, I'll appreciate any kind of feedback for the podcast, and also ratings and reviews in the podcast app you're listening in. Guys, girls, thanks so much for listening once again, and I'll be back very soon.